Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Smith. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pete Smith. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up towards short. Bresud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is hit by the pitch. Clinton moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clinton moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to home to get Clinton. Runnels moves to third. Malzone moves to second. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Bunning moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Guile now playing first base. Billy Gardner now playing third base. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes McAuliffe trying to get to home. Clinton throws the ball into Nixon, who tags McAuliffe, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bunning takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Tigers. Billy McLeod now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bubba Morton now playing center field. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Billy McLeod. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Nixon moves to third. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing shortstop. Merlin Nippert now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline strikes out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile hits a fly ball into center field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bunning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bunning moves to second. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. It's 10-1, Tigers. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive to right field. Kaline throws towards McAuliffe. McAuliffe fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McAuliffe. Green moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Bob Tillman pinch hits for Merlin Nippert. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green scores. Geiger moves to third. It's 10-2, Tigers. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Tillman moves to third. It's 10-3, Tigers. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tillman scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 10-4, Tigers. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0-for-1 in the game. Guile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-3 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a line drive into right field. Clinton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clinton. Colavito scores. Boros goes all the way around to score. Brown moves to second. It's 12-4, Tigers. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-6, Tigers. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. Morton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Morton moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Morton scores. Kaline scores. It's 14-6, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on green. Colavito moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Arnold Early. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clinton strikes out. 2 outs. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0 for 2 in the game. Guile strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 14, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.